Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble tradition narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this tradition is about something that will occur in the hereafter. As you know, when we die, God Almighty will send some angels to us to ask us about certain things. In this tradition, the Imam indicates some of the things that a man will be asked about, and he also points to, coincidentally, the first thing that a man will be asked about, a human being will be asked about in the hereafter. Imam Sadiq says, the first thing that man will be asked about when he stands before Allah, exalted be his grandeur, is the obligatory prayers, salat. He will be asked about if he performed his prayers. The obligatory alms tax, the zakat. The third is the obligatory fasting, did he fast or not? The obligatory pilgrimage, the hajj. If he had the means to perform them, did he perform it or not? And finally, the Imam says, and our guardianship, wilayat, the people of the household of the Prophet. So the person will also be asked about the wilayat or the guardianship of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. Did he accept it? Does he accept it? Does he believe in it? Does he act upon its dictates? Did he follow the Imams or not? In continuation, Imam Sadiq says, if he attests to our guardianship and dies believing that, right? So if he attested to it in his life, he believed in it in his life, أَقَرَّ بِوِلَايَتِنَا, and he died believing in that, then his prayers, his fastings, his alms, and pilgrimage will all be accepted. So this is an indication of the fact that this last thing is very important. Even if somebody prayed, he fasted, he performed the pilgrimage, he paid the zakat, he did all of these things, but he didn't believe in the wilayat of the Imams alayhi salam, these other acts will be in vain. They will not be accepted. They will not be accepted by God, right? And if these are not accepted by God, obviously his other acts are not going to be accepted by God. If his prayer is not accepted, right, his other things are not going to be accepted. In Qubilat ma siwa, if prayers are accepted, everything else is accepted. But if they are not accepted, how can we expect other things to also be accepted? In a similar tradition, it's been narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Holy Prophet said, the first thing that man will be asked about is our love, the people of the household of the Prophet. Did he love, did he love the Holy Prophet and his household or not? Obviously, and we don't mean that simply loving them, like with one's heart, obviously. This refers to a very real love, which obviously necessitates, following the person or the thing that one loves, such as the Holy Prophet, following their dictates, following their commands, observing their prohibitions, and also remembering them and respecting them. And if somebody does this, these other actions will be accepted, and inshallah he will enter paradise. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the first thing that man will be asked about in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.